20th century, 19th, 18th, 17th, 16th. Do you read me, Terranaut?
I read you loud and clear.
We are talking to you from the Time Machine Control Center. A rocket has been launched which, for the first time, will take man millions of years back in time. The Terranaut himself will determine what era he will stop in.
Control to Terranaut. Control to Terranaut. You are now traveling 100,000 years a minute. You are passing through the Upper Pleistocene period. How do you feel?
I feel fine. Everything normal. All systems A-OK. Through observation scope, I see nothing but forests, mountains, and rivers. Wait, now I see people. Very strange looking, dressed in animal skins.
Roger, check time report. Please read off.
I have a reading of 1 million years back. I have enough fuel and wish to continue.
Roger.
I now have a reading of 150 million years back.
You are now passing through the Cretaceous era.
I plan to stop in Jurassic period. Just a minute. Must be there. I see huge forests, swamps. I am preparing for landing. We'll switch to direct communication unit.
Happy landing.
By special radio, we will be able to hear the Terranaut direct from the land of the dinosaurs. We now switch to the direct communication frequency.
Phew! That was a pretty smooth landing. A little muddy. What's this? Strange. It seems to be a huge tree trunk with a leathery-like bark.
Tree trunk indeed. Would you mind getting off my toe?
Golly! A talking tree!
Don't be foolish. Trees don't talk. But I do. And I repeat, would you mind getting off my toe?
Yo! It's not a tree. It's a dinosaur. A talking dinosaur.
Yeah.
What do I do now? Nobody told me the dinosaurs could talk. What do I say to him? How do you talk to a dinosaur? What language do you use? Do you grunt and growl, roar and howl, or holler up, yoo-hoo? How do you talk to a dinosaur? Do you say, how do you do? Like 100 million years since we last saw you. No, 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 no. That would be so crude. I'm sure that he would think, well, that I was very rude. Oh, how do you talk to a dinosaur? Do you say, so nice to see you? My, how all those years flew by. Well, well, old fellow, what's new? How do you talk to a dinosaur when he looks so fierce and great? Do you tell him that in 1 million years he's gonna be out of date? No, 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 no. That seems all wrong too. Holy smoke, I'm so confused. I don't know what to do. How do you talk to a dinosaur when you're so far away from his head? Maybe it's better to keep my mouth shut and let him do the talking instead.
I am doing the talking, and I repeat, will you kindly get off my toe?
I'm terribly sorry. You see, I thought you were a tree. It was very foolish of me not to notice until I looked up. There. Does that feel better? I hope I didn't hurt you.
Hurt me? Why, you were just tickling me. But you can't imagine what a bother it is for me to reach all the way down there to scratch my toe. Now let me introduce myself. My name is Brontosaurus, a dinosaur to you. Now that we're introduced, how do you do? Of my origins, my little friend, it's ancient history, but permit me, if you please, to present my family tree. There's Monoclonius, Allosaurus, Ankylosaurus, too. Iguanodon and Troodon, I must have them meet you. Protoceratops, Triceratops, to mention but a few. And Stegosaurus, the scholar who wrote the dinosaurs, who's who? Brachiosaurus, Diplodocus, Brontosaurus, of course that's me. We're strictly vegetarians on this family tree. Except cousin Allosaurus, whose manners are quite crude. He'd rather eat than meet you. To him, you're strictly food. Uncle Pachycephalosaurus, though he's rather shy, he is my favorite uncle, a really sweet old guy. We can't forget pterosaurs, my relatives that fly. Rhamphorhynchus, Pteranodon, you'll meet them by and by. We even have sea serpents, the ichthyosaurs are these. Cousin Mosasaur and Oculon sail the seven seas. The list is very long, and I'm sure that you can see I could go on indefinitely, but there's only one with whom you'll be concerned. My name is Brontosaurus, a dinosaur to you. Now that we're introduced, how do you do? I don't know what brings you to this hot and swampy place, but I must admit it's nice to see a strange new face. What are you doing here?
I've come on a peaceful scientific mission.
A what?
Well, I don't know how to tell you this, Brontosaurus.
Oh, come on. Call me Bronte.
All right, Bronte. But in 20th century Earth where I live, you don't exist anymore. Truthfully, you've been extinct for at least 70 million years.
Extinguished? Me? What a pity.
It certainly was to us, because all we know of you now are some fossils we've dug up.
Can't you speak simply? What's a fossil?
Oh, that's just a fancy name for the bones of an animal which have hardened into stone after many years.
So, in your world, I'm just an old fossil. How do I look?
A lot skinnier than you do right now. You're just a long drink of a skeleton that lives in a museum. That's why I was so anxious to see you in the living flesh.
Well, frankly, I'm tired of dragging around all this fat flesh. What a relief it would be to be as slim as a skeleton. Not that I want to be an old fossil, though. Tell me, how'd you find all my bones?
We didn't, for 70 million years.
Boy, were you guys slow.
But then in the 1800s, a 12-year-old girl named Mary Anning found the bones of your cousin, Ichthyosaurus.
Icky? That sea creep? You found him first? But what about me?
You turned up years later in Wyoming. And what a job it was for the paleontologist to put your old fossil back together again.
The paleo who?
The paleontologist is the scientist who specializes in fossils, like your old fossil.
Me, an old fossil? Why, I'm just a kid. How can they call me old? 247 years for a dinosaur is just like being a teenager. Why, my father lived to be 512, and you call me old. Please pity the poor old fossil who once was alive, you know. Now his bones are turned to stone, and that's all he's got to show. Please pity the poor old fossil separated from his skin. Imagine if you were an elbow moan and couldn't find your shin. But to a paleontologist, how important it must be for every fossil that he finds helps to explain history. But think of that poor old fossil stuck between layers of rock, hit with hammers and picked at with picks. It must be an awful shock. Please pity the poor old fossil. He has my sympathy. For 100 million years from now, that fossil will be me. Gee.
Look, Mr. Dinosaur, I didn't mean to get you so upset.
Well,
you're not going to be a fossil for centuries. So why don't you just relax and enjoy yourself?
Yeah, let's talk about today. All your talk about extinguishing me makes me very nervous.
Not extinguishing, extinction.
Oh.
That's a big difference. Like in my day, why we... Say, what do you do around here all day?
A day in the life of a dinosaur is such a frightful bore. For all we do is eat and eat and then we eat some more. A day in the life of a dinosaur, don't think my friend is a treat. It's a hard life for the likes of us trying to make ends meet.
What does a dinosaur do for fun? Have you games like Monopoly? It must be pretty dull for you with no movies or TV.
And with our heads so far from our tails, it's quite a problem we find to keep our minds on what's up front when we can't see what's happening behind. A day in the life of a dinosaur, don't think my friend is a treat. It's a hard life for the likes of us trying to make ends meet. One day I was going for a walk when I felt something tugging at me. Was I surprised when I realized that caught in my tail was a tree?
If you dinosaurs were brighter, you might have thought to invent a rear view mirror that you could use to prevent such an accident.
A day in the life of a dinosaur, don't think my friend is a tree. It's a hard life for the likes of us trying to make ends meet. At the end of the day, we're beat.
You poor fellow. You really have problems, don't you?
You think I've got problems? I'll take you to visit some of the other dinosaurs, and you'll really see problems.
Then let's go. Maybe I can help them.
Okay, you just hop on my back, and away we go!
Get a ticket for speeding.
Listen, if you were a dinosaur, you'd watch your step, too. Do you know that sometimes the swamps around here are so soft that we can sink in over our head?
Why are you stopping? I don't see any dinosaurs around.
There's something wrong. I can't seem to move. I feel like I'm being sucked under. Help! I'm sinking. Call Brachiosaurus. Call Diplodocus. Call somebody before we're buried alive.